Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Coffee Break Spanish Espresso, Episode 7. Coffee Break Español! Hola a todos, welcome back to the Coffee Break Spanish Espresso, in which we are bringing you a quick shot of Spanish to help you keep thinking about the language on a regular basis. Muchas gracias otra vez. Thanks again for your comments, reviews, and emails this week. Please keep them coming. In particular, we'd like to say muchas gracias to Worm30, who left a review on iTunes. Worm30 has followed Radiolingua for some time and says the Coffee Break Spanish series is the best Spanish podcast I've found. He or she says, Showtime Spanish was exactly at my level, engaging and wonderfully executed by the hosts. Then the Coffee Break Spanish magazine came out, and that was even better. The espresso is just as good as the other two, but unfortunately it's shorter in length. Well, I suppose that the espresso has to be shorter by the nature of its name. Worm30 goes on, the subjunctive of the week helps take the mystery out of the subjunctive and also mitigates my frustration with it. Muchísimas gracias, Worm30. If you'd like to let us know what you think of the Coffee Break Spanish Espresso, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review, or indeed post a comment on the website. Your views encourage us to continue to produce fantastic content and help other learners of Spanish discover our show. Okay, it's time to get on with today's episode. Now, this week's image is of an advert on the side of a delivery van that I saw in Mexico. It's for a brand of sun protection cream, and the wording is as follows. Resistente al agua por 4 horas. I'll say that again. Resistente al agua por 4 horas. Now, if you're listening to this episode on the podcast's app of your mobile device, you should be able to see the photo. If not, head over to coffeebreakspanishespresso.com. So let's think about this slogan or this wording on the side of the van. Resistente al agua por 4 horas. So I'm sure that you've worked out what this means. Resistente al agua. El agua is, of course, the water. So it's resistant to water for 4 hours. Or it's water resistant for 4 hours. But let's think a little more about it. First of all, let's think about the word el agua. El agua is an interesting word because it's a feminine word, although it uses the masculine definite article, el agua. Now, the reason for this is because if you said la agua, it doesn't sound very nice. It's not easy to say la agua, la agua. You have to say el agua. And the same works with the indefinite article. To ask for a mineral water, for example, you would say un agua mineral. Un agua mineral. You couldn't say una agua because, again, it sounds strange. So el agua, un agua. And the same works for other words. For example, the word el águila. El águila is the eagle. El águila, the eagle, and un águila, an eagle. Again, it's feminine. Coming back to agua, because it's feminine, we have to use feminine adjectives with agua. El agua fresca, fresh water. El agua fresca. Okay, enough about agua just now. Let's think about the other interesting aspect of this phrase, resistente al agua por 4 horas. And it is, of course, the word por. Por is one of two words in Spanish which means for. We could say por or para. But both por and para are used in very specific situations. And one of the situations when we use por is when we're talking about time. Resistente al agua por 4 horas. It's resistant to water for 4 hours. We could equally say, for example, ayer estudié por 2 horas. Yesterday I studied for 2 hours. Or estamos en España por 2 semanas. So por is used when we're talking about time. Now, it's important to say here that this use of por, estudié por dos horas, is more used in Latin America than it is in Spain. In Spain, you would be more likely to say estudié durante dos horas, or even estudié dos horas. But, as usual, it's important to be able to recognise language structures from all parts of the Spanish-speaking world. Now, por is used in a number of other situations. For example, we always say gracias por. For example, gracias por el regalo. Thank you for the present. Gracias por el regalo. And por is also used when you're talking about prices. So, for example, a coffee for 1 euro is un café por un euro. And this idea is really in exchange for. So I will give you 1 euro and you will give me the coffee. So I'm giving you 1 euro in exchange for the coffee. In a sense, gracias por el regalo is the same. I'm giving you my thanks in exchange for the present that you've given me. So think about por in those senses. Three examples of por today. One, when we're talking about time. Two, when we're talking about giving thanks for something. And three, when we're talking about paying for something. Now, there will no doubt be other examples of por in future episodes of the Coffee Break Spanish Espresso. For now, let's continue on to the next part of our show. And of course, that is...
Subjunctive of the Week!
Ay, Mark, nuestro jingle me encanta, es tan movido que es.
A mí también.
Muy bien.
Hola, Fernanda, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien.
Entonces, bueno, el subjuntivo de esta semana es una lástima que.
Ah.
¿Sabes lo que significa?
It's a shame that, ¿sí? Or it's a pity that.
Sí, muy bien. También podría ser es una pena.
Uh-huh. Sí. Es una pena, es una lástima. Son lo mismo, ¿no?
Sí, son muy parecidas. Bueno, la primera oración de esta semana es una lástima que no puedas venir. Repitámosla. Es una lástima que no puedas venir. ¿Qué significa, Mark?
Well, es una lástima, it's a pity or it's a shame, que no puedas venir, that you can't come. It's sí. A shame that you can't come.
Sí, muy bien, una frase bastante simpática y bastante amable. ahora, el subjuntivo de esta oración es puedas, que viene del verbo poder.
A very common verb.
Sí, lo usamos bastante.
So poder, meaning to be able to. So puedas, in this case, that you can or that you can't.
Sí, muy bien, que no puedas venir. Ahora, la segunda oración de la semana es una lástima que estés enfermo y que no vayas a la fiesta.
¿Otra fiesta?
Sí, siempre estamos en fiestas, tú sabes, somos hispanos. Bueno, otra vez, es una lástima que estés enfermo y que no vayas a la fiesta. ¿Cuál es el significado?
Well, here, it's a pity or it's a shame that you are ill and that you're not going to the party.
Sí, muy bien. Bueno, te llevamos la fiesta entonces a tu casa. Acá los verbos son estés, que viene de estar.
Claro.
Sí. Y el segundo es vayas, que viene del verbo ir.
Now, we've seen that verb before. It's a very irregular verb. Ir becomes vayas, que tú vayas, or in this case, que tú no vayas.
Sí, bueno, y lo usamos bastante en español, al menos.
Claro. Bueno, vamos a conjugar el verbo ir en el subjuntivo.
Sí, bueno, lo haré yo. Entonces, que tú vayas, que él vaya, que nosotros vayamos, que vosotros vayáis, que ellos vayan.
Pero, Fernanda, has olvidado el yo.
Ay, es que yo siempre voy a las fiestas, Mark.
Muy bien.
Bueno, para que lo sepan, que yo vaya.
Muy bien. Pues muchas gracias, Fernanda.
De nada, Mark. Adiós.
Subjunctive of the week.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. In between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, it's time for the final section of this week's episode. And of course, that's when we turn to la cita de la semana, the quotation of the week. We've talked earlier about el agua, water. And we're continuing on a watery theme with our quotation. And this comes from Isaac Newton, who said, lo que sabemos es una gota de agua. Lo que ignoramos es el océano. I'll say that again. Lo que sabemos es una gota de agua. Lo que ignoramos es el océano. So, lo que sabemos, that which we know, es una gota de agua. Una gota is a drop. Una gota de agua, that which we know is a drop of water. Lo que ignoramos, that which we don't know, es el océano, is the ocean. So ignorar is an interesting verb because it means not to know something. To be ignorant of something, if you like. So ignorar, not to know something. Lo que ignoramos, that which we do not know, es el océano. So the amount of knowledge that we have is tiny in comparison to the amount of knowledge that there is. What we know is a drop. What we don't know is the ocean. So something to think about there. What we know is a drop. What we don't know is the ocean. Lo que sabemos es una gota de agua. Lo que ignoramos es el océano. Now, just before we finish today, I'd like to remind you that there is a premium version of the Coffee Break Spanish Espresso. And with that version, you get access to our lesson notes, which explain everything in the episode and also provide some exercises to help you test your understanding. The lesson notes are available in both PDF format and in an EPUB format so that you can have the lesson notes along with the media elements on your device. The lesson notes come in a PDF format, but also in an EPUB format. And we include the video in the EPUB so that you can easily watch that on your device and access it where and when you want to. Find out more about the Coffee Break Spanish Espresso premium version by heading to coffeebreakspanishespresso.com. We hope you've enjoyed this espresso shot of Coffee Break Spanish. However, this has been only a small taste of our full menu of courses available. Whether you're an absolute beginner, getting ready for a trip to a Spanish-speaking country, or you're studying Spanish at an advanced level and want to improve your grammar or increase your range of expression, we have a course for you. To take your Spanish to the next level, head over to coffeebreakspanish.com. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.